Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live. And let me say this right away. Merry Christmas to you and your family and your friends. I'm hoping you're enjoying this day and this weekend, and I hope Christmas is everything that you want it to be. And thanks so much for spending part of your holiday weekend listening to the program. I really, really and truly appreciate that. This program, as you may know, is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, and we help them make informed decisions. And this program is an excellent place just to listen and learn, take notes. You can always reach out with a question. But so many people also consider Senior Care Live appointment radio. And as you're listening to the program, we have so many people who tune in each and every week. I'm so humbled and honored by that. But if you're new to the program, I hope that you will also consider joining us each and every weekend. And as always, if you have a question, you can reach out online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or you can call the phone number 1-800-331-6445. All right, so we've been talking quite a bit about this is the time of year where a lot of families get together. They have realizations that, you know, mom or dad, their older loved one is not doing so well, and they need to set up home care after the first of the year, or maybe they need to consider moving to a senior care community. So since we are at that time of year for just part of the program, I have a lot of other things to review with you as well. So stay tuned for the entire program. But this first section, just wanted to do a quick review. I'm not going to go super in-depth. But a quick review of the primary levels of care. I'm going to talk about their associated monthly costs. And if you're holding your coffee, want to get to the cost, don't spill the coffee and burn it. It might cause you to like go, OMG, are you kidding me? If you're driving your car, hang on to the wheel. I don't want you to wreck your car when I go into these costs. But let's jump in here. The first level that is available to you, and this is called independent living. So if you're living in your house and you're saying, you know what? It's time to downsize. I don't want to deal with leaves in the gutter and sump pumps and mowing the lawn and all of that stuff and maintenance, et cetera, et cetera. I would just like to kind of let my hair down and just enjoy myself. Independent living is that entry level. There's no care offered there. Okay, there's no licensure attached to that, but it is nice to downsize, live, you know, move into a nice apartment. Some places offer villas and duplexes and that sort of thing, although the majority of inventory in our area would be an apartment, so a nice apartment. studio, one bedroom, two bedroom, could be a huge apartment with two bedroom with the den and everything else. So you have the apartments, and there's no care, but all of them offer at least one meal, like the main meal of the day. Many of them offer a couple of meals a day. And so you can, you know, you can almost stop cooking. You're probably going to want to do a little bit of cooking in your apartment. There's a full kitchen, fully furnished kitchen with, you know, fridge, microwave, stovetop, ovens, et cetera, et cetera. But they'll do a lot of the cooking for you. So there are socialization opportunities. There's some transportation to and from, maybe a grocery run every week, and maybe some activities. But the bottom line is you're moving into an apartment and you're just relaxing and you are fully independent. You're on your own, but you're not alone. You're surrounded by a lot of other people. And that's always a good thing. The cost to move into one of these apartments in a rental only type of a model is going to be somewhere between $2,500 to about $4,500 per month. And you're not paying taxes, you're not paying homeowners insurance, you're not paying for maintenance and upkeep and all those sort of things. So if you put a pencil to it, it's actually not quite as expensive as it might sound versus living in your own home. But the bottom line is you can move in and you can relax and take a breath and enjoy yourself. Now, some of these places will have an entrance fee. I'll talk about entrance fees here in just a second. But you can move to independent living. And then the next major category is assisted living. That is the entry level where care is provided. It's a social model, not a medical model, meaning they don't offer a lot of medical support, but they do offer a lot of assistance in the area of activities of daily living. If you hear the acronym or the abbreviation ADL, a lot of people toss around, you know, acronyms in the business, and then they don't define them. So an ADL is an activity of daily living: bathing, dressing, grooming, you know, taking your shower, using the toilet, some of those sort of things. So they can help you minimally or fully with some of those activities of daily living. They can also provide incontinence support to a point. Okay, so if there's an incontinence situation, you might be wearing a pad or some of the pull-up briefs, and that's a manageable situation. They can help you out with that to a point. Okay, if it's out of control, incontinence, et cetera, then most of them are not going to be able to deal with that. You'd have to move to the next higher level of care. So they can help you with that. They can distribute your medications, help you use the restroom. So there's a tremendous amount of support. It's just not necessarily medical in nature. Assisted living is going to run somewhere between $5,000 to $8,000 per month. And it could be a little less than that. It could definitely go, you know, higher than that. But it's going to depend on two factors really would really impact the cost. Number one, the size of your apartment. So obviously, the cost on a monthly basis for a studio apartment is going to be a lot less than the cost of a one bedroom or a two bedroom apartment in assisted living. So the size of your apartment will impact the cost. Number one. Number two, how much care do you require? So most of these places have a base charge plus a level of care charge. So if you just need a little bit of help, you'll be paying less than someone who needs a tremendous amount of help. And that's how the majority of places have their pricing model, at a base plus a level of care. So if you're in a smaller apartment and you need very little care, you're going to be on the lower end of that cost range. If you're in a larger apartment needing a tremendous amount of care, you're going to be on the higher end of that price range of $5,000 to $8,000 per month. The catch with assisted living is that it's not a standardized model. Okay, so some of them choose to offer less care than other places. Some places choose to provide a tremendous amount of care and everything in between. So visually, when I'm making a presentation to a group, or I make presentations all the time to clients of a financial services provider or church organizations or to employer organizations. Like, you know, I've done a lot at the Sprint campus and at Hallmark, and I'm making presentations all the time. In graphic form, assisted living is a very wide lane so that you can get the idea of some places offer a little bit of service. Some places in the assisted living category offer a tremendous amount of support and service and everything in between. That's one of the, I think that's the second most difficult one. If you're wading out into the community, into the market, and you're trying to find an assisted living community on your own, I think that's the second most difficult one to find on your own, because you're going to talk to 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 places and you're going to hear 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 different stories. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Now, you'll do this, but the other guys, they say that they don't do that. I mean, why are you guys different? And so that's very, very confusing. That's why lots and lots of people are contacting Senior Care Consulting to help them through that search and selection process when searching for an assisted living community, because that one can get really, really tricky. All right. And then the highest level of care is called, I'm calling it long-term care. A lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home. Okay, so that is that top level of care. It is a medical model. So in long-term care, they offer everything that assisted living does. So they can help you with all of those activities of daily living: bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting support, incontinence support. They distribute your medications, make sure that you get those on time and accurately, plus full medical care, two-person transfer. So if someone is weakened to the point where it takes two staff members or maybe even a mechanical lift to help move you from point A to point B, they can do that. They can help with wound care, you know, wound care and wound care management. They can provide IVs. They can deal with trachs. They can deal with feeding tubes, and you can just go on and on and on and on. So they can handle all of the medical issues along with all of that daily support for your activities of daily living. A shared room in a long-term care community is somewhere between $6,500 and about $8,000 per month. That's for a shared room. In a private room, you're looking at about $8,500 to upwards of about $14,000 per month. Okay, don't wreck your car. Don't choke on your coffee, right? So those are the three primary levels of care. I just wanted to do a quick review on that because so many people are getting ready to enter the market. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Memory care can be provided at how many levels of care? A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, D, 4, or E, 10? The answer coming up next. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And you can stream this program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app audacy.com. And that's audacy.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Memory care can be provided at how many levels of care? A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, D, 4, or E, 10? And the answer is... D, 4. Kind of a trick question, right? D, 4. So remember that memory care is kind of an abused term, frankly. I think there are tons of people in the market that use the term memory care and kind of imply that is a particular level of care. But as I've discussed many times on this program, the level of care is tied to your licensure. The level of care is very well defined by the state where the care is provided, very defined, saying what you can and cannot do, what you can and cannot offer. Very defined. So your level of care is defined by your licensure. So the level of care would be a residential care level of care or an assisted living level of care. It could be a home plus level of care, and it could be a long-term care or a nursing home level of care. And each one of those can offer so much care and up to a certain or particular point and no further. And then you could have just general everyday care at the residential care level, the assisted living level, the home plus level, and the nursing home level. Okay? You could also have a special type of care called memory care, which is a special type of care for cognitive impaired residents with Alzheimer's or dementia, or one of the many forms of dementia and caused by one of the many causes of dementia. Okay? So you can have that special type of care, which, again, is memory care, and that can be found at the residential care level of care. Memory care can be found at the assisted living level of care. Memory care can be found at the home plus level of care. And memory care can be provided at the nursing home or long-term care level of care. If that's just as clear as mud, and you need help walking through that to understand everything, and you need help in your search for the best possible fit when searching for any of these levels of care for your older loved one, feel free to reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We are busier than heck, but we would be happy to talk to you, offer you a free consultation to see if we're a good fit for you and your family. And we're, that's all we do at Senior Care Consulting. We help families through the search and selection process. We'll help you get it right the first time. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. We can help you find a great place, the right fit and the best place available, and we can help you through that in record time. Again, feel free to call Senior Care Consulting for help in your search and selection process. 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, so we have some newsworthy headlines, and I haven't done a news update for quite a while. So this one's from the Wall Street Journal very recently. Some hospitals drop COVID-19 vaccine mandates to ease the labor shortages. So what did I say months ago when some of these places started doing some of these mandates? Prior to when it was actually mandated, they said, hey, if you want to keep your job here, you're going to have to be vaccinated. And what was my warning on that? These hospitals who, oh, by the way, are already short of nurses and everyone else, they're shooting themselves in the foot. This is a voluntary, self-inflicted issue. And then you're going to mandate the vaccine, the vaccinations, and you're going to lose about 20% of your staff overnight. Just boom, click, gone. And you're going to cause yourself a catastrophic issue here. Big, big, huge problems. Well, they didn't listen to old Steve. And they did it anyway. So here we are. After judge halted Biden administration mandate for healthcare workers to get vaccinated, employers, including HCA and Tenet, have removed the requirement. And then it goes on to say that's the headline. Some of the largest U.S. hospital systems have dropped COVID-19 vaccine mandates for staff members after a federal judge temporarily halted the mandate, et cetera, et cetera. Hospital operators, including HCA and Tenet, as well as nonprofits Advent Health and the Cleveland Clinic, are dropping mandates. Labor costs in the industry have soared, and hospitals have struggled to retain enough nurses, technicians, and even janitors to handle higher hospitalizations in recent months. So vaccine mandates have been a factor constraining the supply of healthcare workers, according to hospital. Well, no kidding. Gosh, who could have ever have seen that one coming? So again, I understand we got to keep people safe, but also why don't we use a carrot rather than a hammer on these vaccine mandates? And that's actually starting to happen. Some other really good news, Pfizer's COVID pill works well. And this is from the New York Times. Pfizer's COVID pill works well, company confirms in final analysis. And then the treatment called Paxlovid, and I don't know if I'm saying that right, P-A-X-L-O-V-I-D, Paxlovid, is likely to work against the Omicron variant and could be available in the United States before the end of the year. So Pfizer is kind of rocking this thing. They've got a very effective vaccine. They're the first one out with that. And now they have a COVID pill. So how about this? A treatment. The COVID pill was found to stave off severe disease in a key clinical trial that is likely to work against the highly mutated Omicron variant of the virus. And the results underscore the promise of the treatment, which health officials and doctors are counting on to ease the burden on hospitals as the United States braces for a mounting fourth wave of the pandemic. Is anyone else just sick and tired of talking about this? Oh my gosh. But we have to, because Omicron is, that's coming after the first of the year. That'll be probably the majority of the cases. Now, as we've talked about several times on this program, the job of a virus is to survive. Okay, so it's trying to survive. So it's making itself more contagious, which is the bad news. But the great news, it's much less deadly. And so I think the big concern is for someone who is not vaccinated. Okay, it could be more deadly or more severe. So this pill, if taken, and I won't read the rest of the article here, but if taken within 5 days of the onset of symptoms, that's a pretty big window. Okay, so within 5 days, and it's going to reduce hospitalization and death by 88%. So that is definitely good news. And then this other one, which I just thought was interesting, CDC recommend. This is from NBC News. CDC recommends people to not get the J&J vaccine if the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines are available. So I think most people, at least in our area, are already there. They're just not recommending that. Get the Pfizer and Moderna if they're available. And I'll have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out our podcast of all of the recent episodes of this program at seniorcarelive.com and anywhere that you get your podcasts. And that's all of the major podcast platforms. Really, really cool. Look, thousands of people now listen to this program each and every week. We're reaching so many people. Very, very exciting. So feel free to check out the podcast if you ever miss one of the programs.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right, so even though this is Christmas weekend, I'm pretty fired up about this one, folks. So let me give you a myth and a fact, and then I'm going to prove it to you, okay? So here's the myth. The myth is that these free referral services work for you and your family. And that is absolutely a myth. Most people believe, they're working in the best interest of me and my family. No, they're not. The fact is that they do not work for your family. They work for someone else. And I have proof, and I'll give that to you here in just a second. But the myth, the free referral services work for you and your family. But the fact is, they do not.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right. Here's your proof, folks. This is right out in public. They used to hide this kind of stuff. They used to bury their disclaimers on how they get paid. Like, you had to go right way deep into the website, down into the fine print to find out. And now they're so successful and so brazen, they're just right out in the public with all this stuff. I'm not telling you any company secrets. This is publicly shared information that anyone can see or read. I'm just going to share it with you. So again, this is from a social media post, and I had a picture of these people sitting around working real hard. In-person strategy meeting with the small business account management team at this particular free referral services, free referral service provider here. And they say, this is a great team with a passion to help our community customers increase their move-in conversion. Okay, so let me interpret that for you. A great team with the passion to help our community customers. Okay, their community customers are the facilities they recommend. They work for the facilities they recommend because the facilities pay them to recommend them. Got that? Our community customers to increase their move-in conversion. Do you know what a move-in conversion is? That's converting someone who is just kind of wanting information, who inquired about a particular place, and converting them from an inquiry, someone who's kind of interested in your services, and moving into your independent living, assisted living, or long-term care community. Okay, so you go from an inquiry, maybe you go to a tour, and you're kind of thinking about it. They convert you from that to a buying decision of actually choosing them and moving in. So that's the move-in conversion. So they're saying that we are having this strategy meeting with this great team, with this passion to help our customers, the facilities, increase their move-in conversion. So they're teaching these facilities how to sell you and close the deal, close the sale, and convince you to move in to one of their partner facilities. So who do they clearly work for? What darn sure isn't you. And it's very clearly they work for the facilities. And all you have to do to answer the question is, you know, ask the question, who pays them? Well, if the referral service is free to you, they don't work for you. It's just as clear as day. And if you're all right with that, then have at it. Good luck with that. But they're free to you because you're not their client or you're not their customer. The facility is their client. The facility is their customer. And they're pouring all of these resources into these facility personnel, salespeople, to be better at selling you on them and convincing you to move in and convincing you to spend more than your budget. There's another public post I read recently, training our clients on how to upsell. Upsell means get you to spend more than you wanted to. Again, is this in your best interest or is it in the facility's best interest? Again, not in your best interest, that's for sure. They're paid huge money from the very facilities they recommend. Is that objective? No, in any way you want to measure that, that is not objective. And again, if they worked for you, they would be paid by you. Okay, there is even a situation, I shared this a while back, where many of these free referral services highly recommended. Couldn't recommend them more. We just love this place. They highly recommended a particular place. This has been a while back. That if you looked, you know, about three layers down into any kind of research whatsoever, you would discover that this place had a denial of payment and admissions ban and a $140,000 fine for an egregious error that they made. All of it is available for public knowledge, but no one ever finds it, or if they find it, they don't know how to read it and interpret it. And do you think a free referral service who is just out for the giant kickback they get to convince you to move into the place, do you think they're going to tell you about that? Heck no, they don't. They don't. The only thing they're interested in is to convince you to choose a place in their limited number of places that they work with, so that they can get their money. That's it. It's just a giant money grab. So a quick compare and contrast between my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and the free referral services. This kind of tells you everything you need to know. Senior Care Consulting, we work for you directly, and we represent you and your family, because our clients retain us just like they would retain an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider to help you through a process. And this is the process that we help our families through, the search and selection process. So we work directly for you and represent you and your family. The free referral services work for area facilities, and they represent them. So one is objective and one is absolutely not objective. Senior Care Consulting, our job is to help you make critical decisions. The free referral service, their job is to fill their client's building, period. End of statement. That's it. Senior Care Consulting, we do not accept any reimbursement from any facilities, not a penny. And the free referral services, they're paid huge money by the facilities they recommend. Giant kickbacks. Senior Care Consulting, we research the entire marketplace to find the best fit for your unique situation. The free referral service, they refer you to a limited number of facilities that are willing to pay them giant kickbacks. So you're not even hearing about all of your options. Only the ones they're in business with, generating all of the kickbacks. That's all you're going to hear about. Senior Care Consulting, when researching the market, we do not provide your personal information. We act as a filter, so you're not contacted by facility representatives. With the free referral services, they forward your personal information to a list of contracted facilities. It could be 10 or 15 or 20 of them. And then guess what? All of those representatives are going to be blowing your phone up at the same time. We tour the facilities with you and conduct a performance audit. They do not tour the facilities with you. You'll spend hours of time just returning the calls from aggressive sales personnel, and that's the very beginning of your journey with them. And then we provide a summary report package telling you all of the information, in-depth information that you need to make an informed decision. They will tell you about facility amenities, similar to what you'd hear about when choosing a hotel while planning your next vacation. The differences could not be more stark. If you're interested in learning more about how Senior Care Consulting can objectively work with you and your family through the search and selection process, reach out today at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. You could also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Just reach out, request a free consultation. We would be happy to visit with you to see how our services could benefit you and your family. Going to have a whole lot more coming right up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right. So in this last segment, I just want to discuss something that's just really, really personal for me. And I've mentioned it a few times before, but if you didn't know, I've been on a kind of a health journey. And I've lost a tremendous amount of weight. And it's not just a diet. It's an overall health, awakening, if you will, and health program. But your weight is definitely literally connected to all kinds of health issues. All right. So it does start with losing some of that weight. And I was able to very easily and successfully in about 4 months lose about 65 pounds. And that's a lot of weight. I mean, that's a lot of weight. And I had I was carrying too much weight anyway for my frame, and then 2020 hit, very sedentary lifestyle for about 12 to 15 months, like everybody else. And shame on me, I didn't replace my normal activity with, you know, walking around the neighborhood and all that kind of stuff. And boom, another 20 pounds piled on, and I get on my scale one day. And I see a number that I kind of shrieked. I'm like, oh, I mean, I gasped. It took my breath away. And I'm like, man, I got to do something about that. And along with that, high blood pressure. My cholesterol was not being controlled by a maximum dose of cholesterol medication. So we had a cholesterol problem. And by the way, that's really hard on your liver, the high doses of the medicine. My blood sugars were okay still, but I didn't like the direction that they were moving. I was carrying so much weight on me that I had obstructive sleep apnea. And so now I have to have a CPAP unit to help me breathe at night. So I don't stop breathing, you know, how many times a minute, right? So I was uncomfortable. My clothes were just hardly fitting. I had pain in my back. I didn't sleep well. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So I decided I've had enough. I've had enough. And I enrolled in a health program. And it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. And I'll tell you what, losing this weight has been one of the easiest hard things to do. I'm putting up my air quotes. Because losing weight is supposed to be so hard and doing without and starving yourself. Nope, not with this plan. It's been so simple. That's just incredible. I mean, if I had to go, you know, do without and starve and have it just to be really, really, really difficult, I wouldn't have wanted to do it. And if it was just a diet, I didn't want that either. How many yo-yo diets are out there where you lose a ton of weight, you feel great, and then the next day, after you hit your goal, the next day you go right back to what you're doing, and then your weight goes right back to where it was plus 10 pounds. How many people, raise your hand if you've ever done that. I'm raising my hand, okay? That's very, very common. The reason I was interested in this program is because you get a health coach. And anytime you have a coach that can walk alongside you, that's a major advantage. Number two, you get community. You're part of a community. We're all rowing the boat in the same direction. You're surrounded by people who will cheer for you. You're surrounded by people who you can ask questions and share victories with. And that's very, very motivating to know that you're not in this thing alone. So you have a coach. You're surrounded by community. And then number three, and I think this part of it is the game changer, education and mindset. So this program comes with a tremendous, tremendous educational component where you're reading one part and then the next and the next, and it builds upon each other. And we have two different books that we're learning out of. And what we're doing is we're changing our mindset. We're understanding what triggers emotional eating and anxiety eating and just habits. We're trying to understand and realize our old bad habits that got us to the point of having to make change. Okay. And then we're learning, we're replacing them with new healthy habits. How about that? Healthy transformation, long-term transformation, one healthy habit at a time. So you're just learning these small habits, one on top of another, added to another, added to another. And over time, you have transformed your mindset and you've learned new ways to do things, new ways to look at things. And that's the toughest part, changing your mindset. It's often said that the longest distance that you ever have to travel is between your left ear and your right ear, right? Your mindset, that's tough stuff. That's tough stuff. But if you can make those behavioral changes over time, and not just all at once, but a little bit here, then a little bit here, then a little bit here, over time, you will transform yourself and your mindset. And I think that is the difference maker between, that makes this not just another diet. Okay? Because when you hit your goal and you transition into your optimal health and your optimal weight and your optimal self, once you transition, then you can keep it off. And that is the game changer. And I think that's possible through the educational component. So through this program, you have a coach, you have community, and you have education that helps you with your mindset. And then the fourth piece is simple, structured nutrition. And that makes this a no-brainer. That's the part that makes it easy. We eat six times a day. We cook one meal per day, and then the other five meals are meal replacements through the company. We have bars, shakes, crunchy stuff, soup, all the stuff, pancake, all the stuff. Okay, right. And so we're eating our nutrition. We're learning how to cook and make a lean and green meal, which is a large serving of protein and three servings of non-starchy veggies. We're doing all of that. And we're learning how to lose weight. We're learning how to eat properly. We're learning how to eat six times per day. We're drinking a tremendous amount of water. That's kind of the big new thing that I've had to learn how to do. Because frankly, I didn't like drinking that much water. But now guess what? I love drinking that much water because it helps me feel better. It helps me lose weight and now stay at the weight that I have chosen to stay at. And it's just part of my new healthy habits. All right. So I am going to develop a feature on this program called Health and Hope, and it's dedicated to taking care of yourself and putting yourself in optimal conditions so that you can be there to care for others. And this will include, you know, the weight loss and then all the related, you know, many, many benefits of weight loss. It's going to include stories from people who have taken control of their weight and they've claimed their lives back, like me. I've claimed my life back. And the many benefits of improving your health. And guess what? I'm so impressed with the program. I have become a health coach. So in this program, I can personally be your coach and personally coach you to a better health. And so if you want to learn how to lose weight and keep it off, make huge improvements in your health and have me as your health coach, give me a call to discuss the program. Would love to do that with you. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. The program worked for me, and I know it will work for you as well. And as we close out today, I just want to wish you and your family a very, very Merry Christmas. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here for Senior Care Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.